Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Barron Trump is in the headlines for going on a date at Trump Tower, and Fox hosts are being really, really weird about it. Joining me today is friend of the show, Cameron Caskey. How you doing, Cam?
I'm good. I'm just going to hop right in because this was very odd. I actually sent you the Barron story so we could just kind of riff on it. I didn't know about this very bizarre clip, but let's take a look.
He brought her back to Trump Tower. He shut the whole floor down at Trump Tower just so he could be alone. One of his classmates said this: he's tall and awkward, but he was the thing, the guy. He had a lot of girls running after him. Another said he's a ladies' man for sure. He's really popular with the ladies. He's tall and handsome. A lot of people seem to think he's pretty attractive. So imagine a guy brings you back to Trump Tower and the whole floor is shut down.
If the guy's a Trump, then I would believe it. And I know a lot of people are probably going to want to criticize him that he's being a prima Donald. No pun intended there. But he obviously did for security reasons. The security needed to sweep the floor. They shut down the floor. But man, this guy's got game. I mean, 6'7" and he's got a whole floor at Trump Tower for a freaking date. I hope something good came out of that date. I mean, I'm not going to say what.
Something not too
like
good.
Dessert.
Not too it's good.
Really
that,
good.
He needs to wait.
Homemade dessert.
Okay.
Their private chef.
The Trump cookie.
You know, when we were crafting this segment, I was like, is it weird that we're talking about a dude our age's love life? But then we played the Fox News clip, and Jesse Waters and a lady near his age are talking about Barron Trump with the chyron at the bottom saying, Barron brought a girl home. And then the chyron flipped. Not to some sort of actual news, but when the chyron flipped, it said, Barron shuts down Trump Tower for a date. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, it's just like, you know, the thing is, Barron is pretty much our age. You know, he's a little younger. So I felt comfortable talking about this because Barron, it's like if I hung out with that kid on the basketball court, which I always encourage him to do because he's fucking 6'7", I wouldn't really think about there being some sort of age gap between us. But these are these like grown ass Fox News hosts in their middle ages, probably look a lot older off camera without hair and makeup, saying that they hope this kid like gets laid, saying that they hope Barron like fucked that night. Like that's what she said. She was like, I hope Barron fucked that night. He took a girl back to Trump Tower. I hope that he smashed. And it's just, you know, like the obsession with the Trump family as like this American royal family from the right wing media is creepy, even when they're not talking about Barron getting laid. Trump on a podcast on the 2024 campaign trail said in regards to Barron with girls, I'm not sure he's there yet. I don't think he's had a girlfriend yet. He doesn't mind being alone, but he's somebody that gets along with people. And it just brings to mind like, listen, I don't sympathize with Barron because at the end of the day, I think if Barron had a spine, he'd come out publicly and be like, my dad's a fucking monster. He's a piece of shit. I want nothing to do with him. So it's like when people sympathize with Melania, I'm sort of like, Melania, if she were any less a monster than her husband, would divorce the guy and dedicate her life to talking shit about him.
It's She's like grifting off of this just as much. I'm just happy to see that Barron Trump seems to be different from his father and that he respects consent, hopefully, maybe. I mean, the way those Fox News hosts were talking and the way that he shut down a whole floor, it seems like this this woman at least wanted to go on a date with him. Compared to the stories that we've heard about Trump, he used to crawl into the beds of 19-year-old girls when he was in his 30s and 40s. He bought multiple beauty pageants and would walk behind the scenes in the dressing rooms because he could, because he has the power of a quote-unquote star, which is what his words I'm using. But when there's this power imbalance, and Trump is aware of the power imbalance, like, he doesn't know what the words power imbalance are, but he knows that there's something there where he has power and they don't. That means he can go in and peep on them and they can't tell anybody. And it's rather disgusting, but I guess the broader point is, at least Barron, when he shuts down a floor, it seems to be consensual. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we have no reason to believe it is or isn't. The only evidence we really have is that his adult male role model has talked about consent as this thing that doesn't matter at all. As a matter of fact, he's made a bit of a mockery of it, especially since we have reason to believe that he has done non-consensual things with children on Jeffrey Epstein's island and in hotels with him. But the other thing is, like, I don't think Trump has ever been a very present figure in Barron's life. I don't think they actually really know each other very well. So as for how much influence Trump could have had over how Barron sees women, it very much is probably from his public conduct and his quote-unquote locker room talk. We know that Barron spent freshman year at NYU's main campus in Manhattan, but then opted to take studies to D.C. this semester. NYU has a D.C. campus. It accepts 120 students every semester, and it's got campuses in Abu Dhabi, Shanghai, whatever. But Barron, I guess, wanted to be in D.C., which is interesting. He used to attend classes with Secret Service people and motorcades. And I don't know, man. It's just like, this guy's been in the public eye since he was a little kid. Donald Trump is his father. There's like an authoritarian takeover happening with his last name written all over it. And I'm like, how the fuck do you date in that situation? Like, let's remove the politics from this. You know, it's an inherently political conversation because this is about Donald Trump's son. But it's like, I know the children of famous people. I've like experienced how they date in their life. And there's always this guard you have to have up about how the people around you might be using you or exploiting you or trying. And I'm just like, man, how does Barron vet, can Barron know love? Is this somebody who, should
it's
he
probably
fall
hard.
How imagine, can you trust anyone?
Imagine all of your dates when you were 19 being covered by Jesse Waters after. And Jesse Waters is like your wingman hyping you up. I feel like at that point I'd rather have no wingman. But also, regarding the Jesse Waters thing, it's just such a weird pattern of Republicans in power talking about young dudes like this. Here's the thing. That Trump quote that you read about Barron not having a girlfriend and being alone until 19 actually represents the experience of a lot of dudes in our generation. We are the generation where socialization seems to be decreasing rapidly due to social media and stuff like that. It's just in the numbers. People are doing drugs less, going to parties less. Barron Trump doesn't seem immune to that. But Jesse Waters then goes on Fox News and talks about him in a weird way. You know what it kind of reminds me of? I don't know why, but when Matt Gaetz was back in Congress and he was a representative from Florida, there was not only allegations, but essentially evidence from the DOJ that he was making Venmo payments to young girls that were 17, 18, 17, like this age. And Mike Johnson and all the Republicans in Congress covered it up. They did everything they could to cover it up. The Epstein files, they did everything they could to cover it up. Jesse Waters then goes on Fox News and is talking about young men's sex life for audiences of millions. It just feels like the Republican Party has their priorities a little bit off, and it feels definitely weird.
Well, it's like, okay, there is a situation right now where Barron Trump's father, we have reason to believe that he was molesting children with in one of the largest child sex trafficking networks we've ever heard of, ever.
Potentially.
And to spin that into, guys, I want Barron to fuck. Like, covering it at all is crazy. Having conversations about it is crazy. But those conversations leading to an adult woman being like, man, I hope this kid got laid. It's just so odd. And if Democrats were doing that, the word groomer would be thrown around immediately. They would be talking about how Democrats are the real party of pedophiles. Listen to them talking about this young kid getting laid.
Exactly.
And Trump, you know, I think Trump talking about it on a podcast is different because Trump was going on the Bro podcast, and that's the type of thing that they'd be talking about with, like, the Nelk boys or the Barstool guys or whatever the fuck Trump was doing. Like, man, you know, you've got a 6'7" handsome son. Like, he's brooding. You see him in long black coats looking like Bruce Wayne. Like, he's
that's
probably
not that weird. That's just like – that's just
it's
like
just not Fox News. It's and if I were Barron, I'd be – and I had any thoughts, which I don't really understand how Barron operates because – he's just, he's not very public. He's public facing in the sense that he appears, but like he doesn't let us into his personality, which is fine. I don't give a shit. But I'm like, if I were Barron, I'd be like, fuck you, dad. Like going around telling everybody I don't have girlfriends. Like, fuck off, dude.
And
like,
if during, during that Sydney Sweeney controversy about her jeans or whatever, I remember all the big MAGA accounts on Twitter were making AI posts about Barron Trump and Sydney Sweeney having picnics on the White House lawn.
Are you fucking serious?
No, this was real. And then Barron Trump in one of them, like, people thought it was real. Barron Trump in one of them had like three fingers and he was holding Sydney Sweeney's hands and she was in jeans. It was really, really dumb, but that's what they do. The entire party is full of weirdos and we can't forget that. We'll end it there. If you enjoyed this video, my name is Adam Mockler. That's Cameron Caskey. You can find either of us in the description below. You can find Cameron's channel there, my channel there. Cameron, anything left?
Yeah, and if your kid isn't, you know, getting out there and going on dates and stuff, and someone asks you if your kid has a love life right now, just say, oh, that's private information. I don't know. Don't go out and out your kid for not getting dates, okay? Barron will figure it out, and Trump overshared there. Thanks so much for watching. Like and subscribe. We'll see you soon.
See you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.